You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hey folks, it's Cary Oberbrunner. Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast, episode 72. How to grow your business locally with a try before you buy strategy. All right. Hey, in this episode, I am going to unpack 4 years. Did you count that? 4 years of what I call the Igniting Souls Fellowship. Many of you have written in and you've said, what is this thing that you're talking about? Why would you speak for almost 50 times for free in your community, right? Because, I mean, that makes no sense. If you're an entrepreneur and if your time is money, why would you speak 50 times so that the business community around you can grow and be blessed and be stretched? Why in the heck would I do that? Well, guess what? Some of you have actually not only listened to the model, you've done the model. I got to give a shout out to Daphne Smith. Daphne Smith is one of our people who has done this strategy. She turned hers into something called Third Thursdays, wherever she is in the United States. I believe Arkansas. Forgive me, Daphne. I always forget where people are from directly, but I think it's Arkansas. And then we have Kathy, who started something called Mentoring Mondays. So folks, this isn't just a theoretical podcast where, you know, let's just talk today about nothing. No, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to teach you how to do this. And better than that, I actually recorded our whole Igniting Souls Fellowship from last Friday, like literally on video. Why? Because I thought, you know what, if you see it, you will actually be able to learn at a much higher level. So folks, not only are you going to learn a very cool strategy that you can start in your community tomorrow if you want, but from that, you're going to learn how you can increase your influence, your impact, and your income. If you're an aspiring coach, you want to start a coaching business, consulting business, you want to be an author, a speaker, folks, this is a brilliant way to grow your business for free. It is fantastic. So we are going to take a deep, deep dive. It's going to be a shorter podcast. Let me say that up front, but we're going to take a deep dive because I already give you the video and I'm going to put that in the show notes so that you can actually see like, okay, I hear Cary, but now I want to see the Igniting Souls Fellowship in real time. That video from Friday, which is just a couple days ago, already has 2,000 views, 175 comments. Lots of people have found that to be very valuable to see what I'm saying and not just hear what I'm saying. So we're going to take a deep dive in just a moment. And let me share what the topic of the Igniting Souls Fellowship is. You're almost getting a double whammy today. So you're getting to learn, of course, about how to grow your business locally with a try before you buy strategy. I'm going to unpack 4 years of Igniting Souls Fellowship. But then in the show notes, again, I'm going to put that video in there. And here's what the video was about. It was how to grow your business using live Facebook video or live video on Facebook. So check it out. I mean, if you've ever said, how do I use video? You know, get this in your hands, in your pocket, whatever your smartphone is in, your purse, you have more technology available than all of NASA, right? You've heard me say that before, maybe all of NASA to get a man on the moon. You have more power, more computing power in your pocket. So folks, if you're not using video, and again, I had to find my rhythm. I had to find my style. You know, I do prefer certain ones, certain styles of video. I don't just, you know, whip out the camera every second I get and say, hey, let's make a video, because I don't think that that's helpful. I actually give you in the Igniting Souls Fellowship video. I give you V-I-D-E-O, V-I-D-E-O. I'm not going to reteach it here, but I'm going to say that to get really good video, right? Video that gets likes and shares and adds value to people. What I suggest is to spell out the word video with your videos. What does that mean? V value. You want value with your video. You want I impact. All right. You want to know what impact you're trying to make. Some people want to do videos and they want to impact people with humor. That's fantastic. Other people want to impact people with inspiration or motivation or thought-provoking, controversial videos. Look, you got to know your brand. And again, V value, I impact, D direct. You don't want to put, you know, a 2-hour video out there that you could have said in 20 seconds because that's not good. All right. You've basically wrecked your brand. You know, you can recover, but a lot of people say, well, gee, they don't know what they're saying. They're not direct. And then E is emotional. You want your video to create an emotion. Could be humor, could be anger, could be, let's see, what other emotions are there? Joy, hope. I mean, there's so many emotions. You get the point. And then O, original. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to edit your videos down so that you lose the human element. I mean, Chewbacca lady, right? You all know about her, Chewbacca mama. Maybe you don't, if you don't, Google her. But you'll realize like she crushed it because she was original. She was herself. So folks, again, double whammy this week. You're going to learn in the podcast a quick strategy, try before you buy strategy that you can do locally. And then in the actual Igniting Souls video, I take you on a 90-minute detailed. But listen, don't just watch the 90 minutes because yes, it's good content. Watch how I interact with the crowd. Watch how I bring people up on stage. Watch how I know them by their first names. I know their stories. Folks, this is like watching on the level 2 awareness. Don't just listen and see how I did it. Listen behind what I do. Why do I have someone introduce me? Why do I have a whiteboard? Why do I have a handout at the end, which is an invitation? There are so many things in there that if you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you will get it. Like, oh, wow. And that took 4 years of refining. I didn't just, you know, say, hey, let's all meet in this room and let's all chat. No, it's a very informal. So it's very casual, very informal on purpose. It's almost like a family feel, but it's also very intentional. So very cool. I want to give a few shout outs and a few announcements. The shout out is to our 71st reviewer on the podcast. Why? Because I tell you, like, look, if you're going to take a few minutes to write a review, which helps us get the message out, it helps me spread the word, add value to people. Remember, my moonshot is 1 million souls to be ignited by 2020. That's my moonshot. You guys are in that moonshot and you're helping me achieve that moonshot. So thank you very much. Our 71st reviewer, you can do this. I will announce you by name and website. If you just go to iTunes, look for Igniting Souls, write an honest review, then in the next episode, I'll mention you. So Sail, here's their name, S-A-I-L-P-A-M-C. So Sail Pa-M-C, something like that. But they said, started my diet and getting clear on my niche. Folks, if you missed the diet episode where I teach you how to go on a diet for information, how you're overly indulging, overly consuming information, what's the cost of that? And how do you stop it? Great feedback I got. So many people wrote in and said, I'm going on my diet, Carrie. I'm starting it. Big shout out to Pam Costa from, I believe, Florida, who said, I'm going on a diet, Carrie, and it's helping me. And this lady or male says, no empty calories here. Carrie packs an incredible value in everything he does. I participated in the second Deeper Path cohort in 2014, and I have watched Carrie walk and live what he teaches. I remain a soul on fire, and I am back. on the path to realizing my dream and living my opus. If you want to know what the heck all that deeper path and opus stuff is, folks, look, I'm kind of letting this secret out now, but I'll put it in the show notes too. But you really want to check out this free webinar. So many people have loved the deeper path, and we actually shut it down for about 7 months so I could write my book these last few months. But we have redone all the videos. It's a brand new course, and it's updated. It's, look, if you've already signed up for the course, we give you an upgrade. So that's just how we are. Like, if we improve one of our products and you have it, we give you the upgrade. So you already get the upgrade if you're one of our people. If you don't know how to do that, just, I don't know, ask in our private Facebook page. Just say, hey, you know, how do I get the upgrade? But if you haven't and you want to just sample it, you know, you want to sample the deeper path, here's what you got to do. You got to go to bit.ly. B-I-T, B as in Bob, I as in Indigo, T as in Tom, dot L-Y as in Yak. So bit.ly and then I want freedom, all caps. I want freedom, all caps. I'm going to talk more about that at some other time, but since this reviewer brought it up, I just wanted to do that for you. And I think you'll love it. It's a brand new free webinar. And that's about it. It goes into how to take back your calendar, how to take back control of your life and become a master in the art of living. So I think you'll really dig it. And I kind of pull back the curtain and say, here's what the deeper path is. Fantastic. All right. What else? Oh, a couple others have inspired me this week. When you inspire me, I just got to mention you. All right. Brian Wagner, big encouragement to me this week. Why? Because look, we go through phases, folks. I'm going to be honest, like seasons, right? And Brian was in a season where he just was not ready to pursue his opus 100%. He had to take care of some details. And so he did. He was a faithful man. Good job. And now he emailed me this week and he's like, Carrie, I am back and ready to crush it. And likewise, a guy named Johnny Phillips did the same thing. So big encouragement both of you guys are. I love it when, you know, when people are aware enough to say, you know what, I need to take care of some stuff in the mirror, you know? And once I do that, then I'm going to come back and crush it. So good job for you guys. Proud of you. And you just thrilled my heart. All right, let's now move into Igniting Souls Fellowship. I'm going to just give you the who, what, when, where, why, and how, because that's kind of the structure that I use for a lot of things. I use that structure for one sheets. Whenever I create a product or a program, I use that framework. Who is the program for? What is it going to cover? When are we going to run the program or the course or the calls or the webinar? Who, what, when, where? Where? Usually it's online. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's at Shawshank Prison, right? And then why? You take a deep, deep dive on the why, and then how? How is, look, is this on the audio? Is this video? Is it email? It's basically the venue of what you're offering. So let's jump right in and talk about the Igniting Souls Fellowship. Basically, I'm going to start by saying, look, we have a greeter in the hallway. All right, so I'm going to be very detailed. We have a greeter in the hallway. So when people walk in right away, they see Mr. Pete Ganeau. Pete is awesome. Pete and his wife, Pat. Pat's usually inside the room with name tags. And why do I share this? Because I want to show up after I drop my kids off from school. That's a fantastic little time that we have together where we review spelling and Bible verses and, you know, chat daddy and kid time. So I drop them off, then I shoot over to the Dublin Entrepreneurial Center. We call it the DEC, D-E-C. And I show up at about 9:10, and Pete's already positioned, shaking hands, directing people down the hall. Pat's in the room with name tags. People walk in. They usually see a video going on. The video is often about someone breaking all expectations of what's even humanly, physically possible, i.e. Flying suits off of cliffs or snowboarding or surfing or just action adventure sports that are parkour, you know, unbelievable stuff that I want people to walk in the room and have their mind blown. And why is that? Because I want people to realize that they have BS in their head, belief systems, and these belief systems are holding them back and they're weighing them down and they're not serving them. And so I want people to walk in and immediately see, like, this is different. What's going on here? There's some guy jumping off a cliff on a flying suit, and this is an Igniting Souls Fellowship, and there's people shaking hands and people meeting each other and people talking. What is this thing that's going on? All right, now let's go into the who. So the who shows up? I want people, anybody who wants to grow, I want them to show up. Anybody who's not going to be disruptive, anybody who wants to consider what's possible, what might actually be possible, I want them to show up. So lots of times people invite friends because they can't explain it and they say, you just need to come. I've had people drive, no joke, Joan Turley. Joan just drove 7 hours with her husband. This is not abnormal. Joan does this often, drives from Tennessee 7 hours, books a hotel the night before, and stays overnight in a hotel for a 90 minutes of content. Now, is she coming to see a bald guy with a girl's name? No. Is she coming for the content alone? I don't think so. She's coming for the experience because we offer something that I don't think is out there. I really don't. I mean, we've had people drive 11 hours across multiple states. And guess what? Many people don't drive from 5 minutes away because they're not my people, right? They're not the tribe. They're people who don't think it's worth 5 minutes away. And you can't let that bug you. So whether someone drives 11 hours or 11 minutes, when they walk in, they are rock stars. I give them my whole heart. Many times in the schedule, I literally bring people up on stage and I brag about them because I know them. I know what's going on. You can't manufacture that. You can't make that up and just, you know, imagine that. Like, I literally know what's going on with people and their life and their wins and their business, like Rick Copeland, who just launched his podcast a few weeks ago. Brought him up. Tell us about that, Rick. You know, that's been on your plate for a while. How'd you get through it? What's it about? Joel Kessel, right? Renee, Vidor, big shout out to you who manned our comments this week on that live video. So thanks so much for that, Renee. All kinds of stories. Stories about, I brag about so many people in the tribe. Lady 80, right? Who just is working on her first coloring book for Author Academy Elite. She's going to be our first coloring book author. Or we have someone who just recently did a poetry book, Antonio Allen, one of our Author Academy Elite people. So folks, when someone invests their time and money into growing themselves, they've suddenly crossed the threshold. It's one thing to invest time. I mean, if somebody walks into the Igniting Souls Fellowship, I am so excited for them. They are, in my opinion, huge on my list. Just absolutely huge for the next 90 minutes. And I will give. And by the way, I usually carve out about 30 minutes afterwards for free coaching because I know people need help. So some people might need free coaching, right? They might need help. So I talk with them. But then basically, they need to make a decision. And if they decide, I really don't think this is for me, fantastic. I won't see them for another month until the next month happens. I'm not going to say, oh, you know, here's my email, here's my phone number. Folks, you are my son or daughter. You're my brother or sister. You're my mother or father on this podcast right now. I'm talking to you. I'm advising you, right? I would say the same thing to family. And that is, you can't give yourself 24/7 to people, especially if they're not your clients. Why? Because you'll be broke. All your time that you can give value to people and actually earn income and support your business and support your family and support your lifestyle, you can't do that anymore. So what I do is I say, look, once a month, 90 minutes, I'm yours. Come anybody. What do you need? How can I help you? I've even devoted entire topics for people. Like, what do you need? What do you want me to talk about? How can I serve you? How can I design a whole talk around you and what you need? But then if somebody pings me and they say, hey, can we meet for breakfast so I can pick your brain? The answer is no. Again, I don't dislike people, but you cannot just be whipped around by everybody's whim and desire. Why? Because many of these people, they don't even know what they want. They want to pick your brain. They want your time, but they don't even know what they want. So you actually can't serve them. You actually cannot create value for them because they don't even know what they want yet. So this is where you tell these people, hey, read this article. Check out this video. Read this book. Then let's see if you know what you want. Or I tell people, hey, come to the fellowship. All month, when I'm getting emails and requests and this type of thing, I encourage people, come to the fellowship. That's where I can serve you. And from there, it's very easy to filter people. Not between good and bad, but between self-aware and non-self-aware. Because some people don't even know what they want. And it's a very good thing to invite them to a setting where they will experience and get a sample and try before they buy. So usually at the beginning of the fellowship, I welcome people. I say, hey, this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Thanks so much for coming to the Igniting Souls Fellowship. We are absolutely excited to have you here. And I'm going to give you for the next 90 minutes my whole heart. I'm going to talk about this topic today, and then I mention the topic. And then I say, now, there is no way I can give all that I know on this topic in 90 minutes. So at the very end, I'm going to invite you. And if what I say today makes sense, if it resonates with you, if you say, I know this guy can help me, then guess what? I'm going to invite you into an opportunity where we can take a deeper dive. And I say it just like that. I don't say it scared or anything like that. I let them know that it's coming, that what's coming, not a sale. Selling is when you don't serve people. Serving means that you've added value. You've stacked the deck. You've given them everything you can. You've created a relationship and you're inviting them to take the next step in the relationship. Some people aren't ready. I've had people come back to some Igniting Souls fellowships 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 10 times, 20 times. And maybe on the 21st time, they say, you know what? This is for me. I'm ready now. Great. They don't cross the threshold of more value in my mind. I just know that I can't give time to people who aren't my clients. And so if people want to join one of the programs, then they join. And then they have 24/7 access in our private Facebook group. And in that private Facebook group, it's the best people in the world. They become friends. They become business partners with each other. They share prayer requests. They talk about wins. They talk about needs. We rush to help each other. It is the most fantastic thing that I know. But I make it a sharp decision. At the end, I say, here's your decision. And it's not high pressure. It's not spammy. It's not salesy. In fact, watch the video. You can see it. You can see it because I taped it. I recorded it, right? So we got the who, right? Entrepreneurs, moms, dads, people who are needing clarity. That's mainly why people come. They're in transition. They want to take their thing to the next level. They want to get more gigs. They want to build their tribe. You name it. And I have done topics on every single thing I can think of. How to create a personal advisory board. How to create your first online product. How to overcome self-limiting beliefs. How do you stop the imposter syndrome? I mean, anything that I think is going to help people, I share it. That kind of moves us into the what, right? What do I talk about? By the way, don't advertise this as like third Thursdays and that's it. You know, mentor Mondays. If you want to bring people, you should pick the topic 2 weeks in advance at least. And you should begin telling people and emailing people one-on-one and messaging them. People who you think should be there. Don't just send an email to, you know, 300 people and carbon copy everybody on it. Nobody feels special that way. I'm talking about investing the time. When people sign up, by the way, I should say this, when people sign up, it's through Eventbrite. Eventbrite's free if you have a free event. So they sign up, and then what happens? They get an autoresponder. And by the way, you can connect Eventbrite to your Aweber, your Infusionsoft, your Constant Contact, your iContact, whatever. Go ahead, Google that. Just Google Eventbrite integration. That's what you want to do. Eventbrite integration, and then put Infusionsoft or Constant Contact or iContact or Aweber. And what they'll do is they'll show you so that when somebody signs up for Eventbrite, they can then double opt into your email list. So this actually can build your email list by doing local events. This is how I've added hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to an already big email list. By doing local events, tying it to Eventbrite, which is tied to social media. People can tweet it, share it, LinkedIn, share, that type of thing. Email other people to it. Then when they sign up, they get an immediate video from me that says, hey, this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Thanks so much for signing up. We're going to have a blast on our next Igniting Souls Fellowship. I can't wait to have you there. Show up early. You're going to meet some fantastic people. Boom, 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 boom. Why? Because I want them to know that I care about them, that I want to start that relationship with them now. Awesome. So that's the who. Then we went into the what. When, I do it once a month. I do it for 90 minutes, in and out. 90 minutes. I think it's enough. It's enough that, you know, it's not just 60 minutes and it's boom, it's over. It's 90 minutes. It's not too long. I mean, it's enough that people drive, some people 7 hours, 11 hours. But it's not so much that it takes up a whole day for people. I think 90 minutes is really good. I always block at least a half hour after, like I said, to coach people. If they came and they need help, they have questions, great, let's talk for a little bit. Some people say, I want to know more about your program. Fantastic, we talk about that. Here's what the deeper path is. Here's what your secret name is. Here's what Author Academy Elite is. Fantastic. When, where? So I told you it's at the Dublin Entrepreneurial Center. It's at a neutral place. What do I mean by that? It's not at a faith-based entity. It's not at a, you know, somewhere else that creates questions. It's not at a financial outfit where people are saying, you know, are they going to sell us on stocks and this type of thing? It's a neutral place. So your library has these types of things. If your library will usually do one if it's a free event. Where, who, what, when, where, why? Why? Why do I do this? It's great for me and it's great for them. What do I mean by that? It's great for me. All month, I can funnel people in a strategic way that adds value to them, that doesn't blow them off, that filters people from being serious and people who just want to joke around. You know, I had a guy named Sean drive all the way from Cleveland. Fantastic. He's not a client yet. I loved seeing him, chatted with him. Afterwards, you know, drove in from Cleveland. That's about 2 hours. gave him a free book, autographed it, said blessings to him, you know, take care, man. And fantastic. He didn't join the program yet. That's okay. People are going to hang with you and see if they resonate with you. And based on their personality style, go back to DISC, D-I-S-C. D's will be all over it. They'll jump in. Let's go. Let's start. I's and S's and C's have different paces. S's might hang with you for a year before they want to jump in. Fantastic. Let them test you. Let them kick the tires. Remember, you are unattached to the outcome. You are just adding value to these people. Why do I do this? Why do I do this? Because I want to have practice. Every month, I'm forced to have a topic, speak on a topic, research a topic. Keeps me on my toes, keeps me engaged, keeps me in front of people, keeps me offering generosity to the business community. I've gotten so many other things that have happened from this. Other opportunities. I got invited to speak at a PGA golf event on the course, you know, because of this type of thing. Men's retreat. I mean, people talk. And if you come with a heart to give, a heart to serve, and you want to be organized. I don't mean uptight. This is a very casual feel that you'll notice. It's like a family feel. And I bring people up and it's unplanned and who's got a question and let's take a deeper dive and there's humor. But I don't have refreshments. I'm not opposed to it, but it's more stuff that I have to then worry about, and I can't be shaking people's hands, and it just changes the element. And will I do food? Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. But again, it's kind of in, it's out, it's value, and it's family, and I love it. And then how? Look, I've used Igniting Souls Fellowship topics for podcasts. They've been places where I beta test, if I do beta test, which I really don't, but if I might beta test a topic and, hey, I'm going to talk about that. Let's see how many people come. And sometimes the room is packed and other times the room is a couple dozen. But look, when I first started, there was maybe four. So who cares if there's four people in the beginning, two people? Doesn't matter. There is something about consistency. There's something about a once a month gathering. Awesome. And then at the end, I make no apologies and I pass out a form that actually has a credit card blanks in it. And it's not spammy and scammy and this type of thing. I just say, look, if you've given, if you've put out an event and when they sign up, they get reminders and then they got a video telling them how excited they were. Then they walk in the door and there's a greeter. Then they get a name tag. Then they meet people. Then they feel this buzz of energy, this excitement in the air. Then they get their needs met. Then they get their questions answered. Then at the very end, if you say, hey, if you want more, let's go on a journey together. That's not, that nothing is off-putting. And by the way, for the one person that it is or the two people, guess what? They weren't your tribe anyways. I mean, if they're highly offended by that, then they don't understand the world. And the world is that, you know what? No entrepreneur, no business person that I know has an endless supply of cash raining from the sky. Like, there is a time where you will have a call to action. Where people get upset and offended is if you have a call to action and there's no relationship and you haven't served them, then they have every right to be offended, in my opinion. So again, folks, this is 4 years of speaking to you, nearly 50 times that we've had these events. We've had people all across the board come. And I'm going to put in the show notes a bunch of stuff. I'm going to put in there the actual Igniting Souls Fellowship video so you can actually see what I'm talking about. I'm going to put an Eventbrite sign up so you can see that. Of course, the event just ended, but you can see and you'll bookmark the page and you can go ahead and copy my event. I don't care. What do I mean by that? I mean, you be the speaker, you be the person who's running it. But if you like the way that I laid out my Eventbrite, then use it. Fantastic. You're the one who's taking action. Brilliant. And then once we end with that half an hour of free coaching at the end, I'm done. If somebody says, hey, this is really good. By the way, this happens. Can we meet like later on to talk? Can I meet you next week? The answer is no. That day I give usually a $100 discount for one of the coaching programs. So we're only talking, when it's all said and done, $197 to join a coaching program where they have access to it for life, and they get put in a private Facebook group where they have access to me for life, 24/7. Folks, you can't compare that. I mean, to say they're going to take a Your Secret Name course that's going to help them understand who they were truly created to be, or the deeper path where they're going to understand their purpose for the first time in their life, or they're going to take Dream Job Bootcamp where they're going to actually create a plan to go pro with their passion for $197 and 24/7 access for life to me and the Igniting Souls tribe. If people aren't willing to invest in that, then you know what? It's okay. There's no pressure. Then come back next month for free. And my firm experience is that if they are not investing in themselves in that month period, then guess what? They've plateaued. And they'll be the same person who walks in the door a month later. Then they'll get all fired up, excited, understand. Then they'll walk away for the next month. And that's okay. I'm unattached to the outcome. And some people never invest. And other people come in and they say, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Why is everybody in the world not part of this? And then when they usually join the Facebook page and get hundreds of friends and connected to people all over the world, they say, what am I thinking? Why did I wait so long? So folks, I had a blast. I actually restarted the podcast about 1/3 of the way through. Why? Because the audio was tripping out. And I finished and I was like, cool, it's done. Great. I hope it serves people. And then I went back. I always test a little bit and I thought, oh, that is such a bummer. So then I re-recorded about 2/3. So I hope you get value from this. You know, I hate doing it twice because I love to do it fresh. I love to just have it come from my heart. And it did, but I had to make it come from my heart twice. So here's a couple quick things, couple quick announcements. What do we got here? If you want a sneak peek, remember, bit.ly. bit.ly, and then I Want Freedom, all caps. Check that out. Super cool. I'm going to actually take a deep dive next week on next week's episode and talk about how you can take back control of your calendar, how you can take back control of your life. Because I see so many people that have responded with that diet, information diet, and that's just one little step, and already they're getting massive success. So I want to give you guys more. So that's going to be next week, how to take back control of your calendar. We're going to talk about that. And then what else? Igniting Souls Conference, October 22nd and 23rd, folks. I can't tell you how excited I am. Becoming Unhackable. Becoming Unhackable. So excited to talk about that. It relates to the new book, but it's how you can become unhackable in your personal and professional life. So IgnitingSoulsConference.com. I believe the price increase happens tomorrow. So it's June 12th today. I'm recording June 13th tomorrow. Prices increase. So love to have you come, not just for 2 hours, but 2 days. It's kind of a massive, exciting time that we have together. So love to have you come. Other than that, keep being a soul on fire. Know that this week you are loved, you are cared for deeply, And I'm just excited to know that you are alive, kicking it, and making things happen in the world. So have a wonderful week. And again, I'm honored that I get to start your week with you. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. And remember that the glory of God is man or woman fully alive.